just now reaching the 51-minute mark. Actually, we're closing in more on the 52-minute mark, so I think it's now the perfect time for our annual, our weekly Would You Rather Wednesday segment here on the Rookie Sports Report podcast. I'm going to be honest with you, Logan. I have no idea what I'm going to ask you. So, with that being said, if you have yours, you don't have yours either.
Nope.
This is great. This is great podcasting,
very,
by the
very
way.
Unprepared podcast today.
I guess so, because honestly, we've just kind of just BS'd about the Cardinals and then talked about the Royals there for a little bit. And now talking about how Justin Fields is now the starting quarterback for the Bears, and I hope he does well against the Browns. I want the Bears to win because my dad, Tom, who listens to the show a lot, he's a huge Bears fan, and he's gotten on me for picking against the Bears in the first 2 weeks of the NFL Pick'em Challenge we have on the Sports Reporters with Ned Reynolds. And it'd be hard to pick the Bears when they're going up against the Browns, but, I mean, Justin Fields at starting quarterback, you know, it's somewhat interesting. Somewhat interesting.
Yeah, something like that. Uh-huh. I think he's going to have a great career. I don't understand how he fell in this draft. I really thought that Justin Fields, in my opinion, was the second best quarterback in this draft class behind Trevor Lawrence. I never understood the hype behind Zach Wilson. But, you know, that's why we sit here and talk about it, and we're not in a front office for an NFL team. You know, that's not
something
that... Well,
we're too young, though, for that, aren't we? We're rookies here.
I mean, yeah, that's a fair point, but something that I don't think either of us will get involved in.
Yeah. Yeah, we would rather be behind a mic than behind a desk trying to manage a team. It'd be kind of stressful. All right. I've got one for you here, and it's because I got this one just for you because you're a superhero geek or nerd.
Fair.
All right.
Not gonna disagree with that statement.
I feel like I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway, for you especially. Would you rather team up with Wonder Woman or Captain Marvel?
Captain Marvel? What do you mean?
I figured.
DC is garbage. I didn't like the first Wonder Woman movie. I didn't like the second one. All right? I had to watch both of them because my niece loves that movie. Loves Wonder Woman. She's got a Wonder Woman backpack. And she also has a Captain Marvel backpack. I want to point that out, too.
There you go.
It's funny. When my fiance and I, we moved into our apartment, her parents came down with our niece and nephew. It's her niece and nephew, but she's my fiance. We're going to get married, so.
Ooh.
I've been their uncle their entire lives. I was at the hospital the day each of them was born, so, you know, one of those things. I've known them since they were an hour old, but maybe not an hour old. I don't know.
Fair enough.
12 hours old. Something
yeah.
Like that.
I'd probably go Captain Marvel as well.
But it was funny. They were at our apartment when we were moving in a couple of weeks ago. And Cambry, our niece.
Your cute niece, yeah.
Yeah, she has a Captain Marvel backpack that had all of her like stuff in it, her books and her snacks and stuff for the trip and everything. Because it's like a 3-hour drive from our hometown to here. And her little brother, Asen, he had like this pink like Hello Kitty backpack. And so my dad was giving her a hard time, like, Cambry, why do you have the superhero backpack and you gave your little brother the pink Hello Kitty backpack? And she's like, well, he likes it. And I thought that was hilarious. That's just sort of who she is. She's big into, like, superheroes and stuff like that. But, yeah, Captain Marvel through and through. If I'm picking a character, right, one of them's a Marvel character and one of them's a DC character, it's going to be a Marvel character, without a doubt. There's no questions about it. Captain Marvel's a stronger character.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with as well. Because just overall, she's a stronger character. That's who I got.
Yeah, for people that, you know, maybe aren't as familiar with Marvel, okay? The two strongest Marvel characters are both women. Scarlet Witch is the strongest Marvel character, in my opinion. She's the strongest Avenger. Captain Marvel, number two. They would beat Thor or Hulk in a fight. It's just my opinion.
Thankfully, they don't. Thankfully, they're on the same team.
Anybody who's ever seen, which one is that? Age of Ultron? Avengers Age of Ultron?
Yeah.
Where Hawkeye goes to break out Scarlet Witch from the Avengers facility, and Scarlet Witch manages to basically send Vision to the molten core of the Earth, just sends that man like tens of thousands of feet into the planet. She's that strong, dude.
Uh-huh. I actually have another one here that'd be a lot more interesting if you don't mind me asking it.
Go for it.
Would you rather... God dang, I'm trying to find it again. I'm finding this on a website. I know this is quality content here. I can't find it on here, but I remember it. Would you rather spend 5 years in prison, your next 5 years in prison, or the next 10 years in a coma?
Dear God, that's dark.
I'll go with my answer first. I'd rather be in a coma for the next 10
Agreed.
Years. Agreed. Because at least in that aspect, I'd just be sleeping, and I'd be kind of just dreaming for the next 10 years and not living in hell, basically, in a prison for 5 years.
I agree. I would rather live. I mean, that's literally like picking the bad instead of the worse sort of thing. Like, neither one of them's good. But, yeah, definitely.
Well, I threw you a cupcake with that Captain Marvel Wonder Woman
thing. Because
I knew you would side with
the obviously.
MCU, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, definitely rather spend 10 years in a coma. You know, I don't know if they're accurate, but I've seen way too many movies and TV shows involving the prison system, and it just doesn't look like a whole lot of fun.
No, it isn't. I'd rather just be dreaming for the next 10 years because you're just taking an ultra long nap.
I mean, I will say, like, is it like spending 10 years in a coma? Like, it's guaranteed that after 10 years, I'm going to wake up, right?
Yeah, sure.
Like,
absolutely.
It's not going to be like you're going to spend 10 years in a coma and then you're going to, you know, beep.
Flatline.
Yeah, no. As long as I wake up, we're cool. But that's a tough one. If I were to go into a coma today, dear God, I'd be 23 years old when I woke up, or 33 years old when I woke up.
I'd be 32. It's the prime years of my life.
Yeah, that's tough.
Though I've wasted most of my prime years thus far.
Not sure my fiance would want to wait.
Physically, though. Yeah, true.
10 years for me, but it is what it is. I'd rather not spend 5 years in prison.
That's true.
Oh, man. Well, I'm sitting here like thinking of like sports would you rathers, stuff like that. So, like, okay. Here's one that I always found super interesting. Would you rather be the best player on an average team or an average player on the best team?
I've heard this question a lot, and my answers have kind of varied as I've grown up.
Like, it's sort of like, would you rather be the MVP on a team that is like a low playoff seed, or maybe like just a playoff contender, right? Not a championship contender. Or would you rather be an average player on a championship contender?
I care about winning the most, so I'd be an average player on a contending team. Because, like, here's the thing. Yeah, for your own self-preparation, having MVP kind of stats is cool, especially for, you know, your self-esteem. But in all honesty, what does it matter if your team's not going to win anything?
That's fair.
What's the point of you putting up, say, let's just use baseball for an example. What's the point of me playing for the Baltimore Orioles and batting .340 with 60 home runs and 140 RBIs, yet we go 80-82, miss the playoffs, every now and again have like a 85-91 season, get bounced in the first round? What's the point? Like, the ultimatum for sports when you're playing, I know you're supposed to learn a lot of life lessons while playing sports, at least at our age, like the high school level and the college level. But if you're a professional, one, you're trying to get paid, and two, you're trying to win. So what's the point of being one of the better athletes in the league, like say in baseball, Mike Trout, and you not winning anything? What's the point? So I would rather be a guy that bats like, once again, using baseball terms, like 250, 260, maybe hit 10, 20 home runs, drive in 50, 60, but be on a team that's going to win 100 games and win championships.
I agree with you. You know, it's one of those things, like, the point for it for me, like, in asking the question is, like, you're going to spend your career doing that.
Sure.
Right? Like, if it was just one of those scenarios, like, yeah, I would love to have, like, a 3 or 4 year stretch where, like, maybe I play on a bad team or an average team. And for me, like, basketball being my favorite sport, I'm averaging 27-8-7. You know, I'm putting up MVP numbers. I'm getting paid max contracts, you know, getting the super max, all that stuff. Putting up MVP, all-star, all-NBA first team type numbers. But our team is a 7 or an 8 seed come playoff time. You know, it's a team that's winning between, like, 37 and 43 games. And then I can move on and be a guy that's averaging 10 or 12 points a game on a team that wins 60 games. But if I have to do one or the other for my entire career, yeah, I would rather be a 10 or a 12 point per game guy and win championships. And a lot of that is just, that just stems from sort of the dynamic of like the way sports went for me growing up. Because, you know, I grew up in a very small town, and my best friends and I, we started playing competitive basketball together when we were in the fifth grade. I mean, 8 consecutive years of us playing basketball with each other. It was the only team any of us ever played for. It was just the 8 or 9 of us for 8 years. And I was never the guy. You know, I wasn't, I started maybe half the time in middle school. And then when we got into high school, I wasn't anymore. I was a sixth man. You know, I'm 5'9", 140 pounds, right? I'm not a tremendously gifted person in terms of my size. Mine was my quickness and my basketball IQ, you know, and I could shoot the ball a little bit, but I wasn't one of the 5 best players on the team. And so I was okay with that because we were good and we enjoyed being around each other and we won a lot. And so I would be, if I was a professional, I would be more than okay with that. I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, maybe that wasn't a great segment because we all 3 questions, we just agreed on the same thing, but, you know, it is what it is sometimes.
And we started off with just saying, like, all right, you do you. All right, well, I don't have a question, so you do you. And then we talked about Justin Fields for, like, another 5 minutes, and then we got to Would You Rather.
Yeah, we got to do, you got to do what you got to do sometimes, no. You know.
Making rookie mistakes here on the Rookie Sports Report podcast.
Improvise, overcome, adapt. Sometimes you just got to roll with the punches.
I thought it was improvise, adapt, and overcome. I thought that's how it went.
Either way, you know, my dad always said improvise, overcome, adapt. It's from a Clint Eastwood movie.
Oh, I got it from, like, Bear Grylls.
Yeah. I think it's a Marine motto that's improvise, adapt, overcome. But this Clint Eastwood movie was always improvise, overcome, adapt. So growing up, that was the way my dad always said it. And so that's the way I say it, which is funny because that's the motto for the Northwest football team where I went to college was improvise, adapt, overcome. And so I would always say improvise, overcome, adapt, and I would get people yelling at me all the time, like, you're not saying it right. They're like, I'm saying it the way that I was taught how to say it, okay? The way that the outlaw Josie Wales, all right, and in the Line of Fire, Mr. Clint Eastwood.
Improvise, adapt, and overcome. That's what Mr. Bear Grylls says here.
Yeah, isn't that like the Marine motto or something? Or Army, maybe? I don't know what it is. It's a military thing.
Let me check it out here real quick, right before we got here. Yeah, the origin. Originated at the time when the Marine Corps was notoriously poorly equipped and received more than its share of Army hand-me-downs. So yeah. I think it's something from the United States Marines.
I thought so.
The USMC. We got to GT... Ah! I screwed that up. We got to GTFO out of here of this podcast. So this has been the Wednesday edition of the Rookie Sports Report podcast, and all the stuttering and mumbling we've done for the past hour. We'll come to an end. Logan, we'll do it again. Actually, no, we won't be doing it again tomorrow because you and I will be co-hosting Sports Talk.
True.
Filling in for the legendary Art Haynes and Wyatt Wheeler. And hopefully we do less stuttering than what we did here today, or at least for my stake. We appreciate all you that have tuned in here. Hey, don't let anyone tell you the odds, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Normalize breakfast for dinner.